Dark Side Breakdown. Edit and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB vibes. Intermediate workflow lesson. All right, let's get into one of the most important parts of Jungle and Old School DNB. The breakdown. Not thy muted the drums for 16 bars breakdown. I mean the dark side breakdown that feels tense, dubby, hypnotic like the room got colder and then the drop snaps back in and everybody remembers why they came. We're working in Ableton Live 12, stock tools only. We're focusing on workflow, editing, filtering, resampling, automation, pacing, and clean transitions. I'm assuming you already have a drop that works. You've got a drum groove, a bass sound like a Reese or something grimy, and a few Atmos or FX. Our goal is to build a 32-bar breakdown plus an 8-bar lift back into drop 2. Tempo-wise, we're living around 165 to 172, and if you want the classic sweet spot, set it at 170. Before we touch any automation, we're going to set the project up so arrangement decisions are fast and obvious. Go to Arrangement View and create locators. Name them, Drop 1 End, Breakdown Start, Breakdown Mid, Build or Rise, and Drop 2. This seems basic, but it keeps you from drifting. Dark side breakdowns are all about intention, and locators force you to commit to structure. Next, group your tracks. You want a drums group, a bass group, a music or Atmos group, and an FX or noise group. The reason is simple. In a breakdown, you'll often automate at the group level, not track by track. It keeps your moves bold, readable, and fast to revise. Now add return tracks. This is where the dub engineer energy comes from. Make return A, dub echo, return B, dark verb. Return C is optional, like crunch or resample FX, but we can keep it simple with two. On return A, load echo, set the time to dotted eighth or quarter, feedback around 35 to 55%. Then filter it so it doesn't muddy everything. High pass somewhere around 250 to 450 Hz, and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Add a little modulation so it's alive, but not EDM glossy. After echo, add auto filter in low pass mode just to tame harsh repeats, and then a utility to widen the repeats, maybe 120 to 160%. On return B, load hybrid reverb. Pick something dark in rooms, outer rhythmic or convolution. Decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds. Filter it, high pass 250 to 500, low pass 6 to 9K, then a saturator with soft clip on. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB, just to thicken and control peaks. Utility after if you want width, but be careful. Too wide and your center collapses when the drop hits. Cool. Now we plan the pacing. Here's a classic dark side breakdown template, and you can reuse this forever. Bars 1 to 8. Pull energy down fast. Remove the kick and sub. Keep a ghost of rhythm. Bars 9 to 16. Build atmosphere and fragments. Ear candy plus dub space. Bars 17 to 24. Tease rhythmic elements. Filtered break, toms, shaker, little hints. Bars 25 to 32. Build and rise. Automation ramps. Tension layers. Control density. Bars 33 to 40. Final 8-bar lift into drop 2. Snare roll, pitch riser, silence trick, whatever fits your tune. And here's a coach rule that will save you hours. Do your breakdown decisions in 3 passes. First pass, energy pass. Only mute, clip gain, and basic arrangement moves. No fancy automation yet. Second pass, space pass, returns and throws. Make it feel like a dub mix. Third pass, to tail pass. Fills, reverses, micro edits, little moments. If you start drawing automation too early, you'll spend time polishing sections you later delete. Jungle arrangement is editing first. Always. Now, let's deconstruct the main break without losing the vibe. Take your main break track and duplicate it twice. You want 3 versions. Break full, which is your original for the drop. Break filtered, which is your breakdown version. Break ghost, which is basically texture and tiny transients. On break filtered, insert auto filter. Set it to high pass 24. At the start of the breakdown, set frequency around 200 to 350 Hz and automate it upward over time. By the time you're deep in the breakdown, you might be up at 1.5 to 3 kHz so it gets thin and tense. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%, but don't let it whistle. After that, put drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch 10 to 25%. Keep boom off or super low. In the breakdown, we're not faking sub. We are creating contrast, then put a gate. Set the threshold so tails get chopped. Adjust return or release around 100 to 250 milliseconds so you get that tight, pumped, chopped feel. This is one of those old school tricks. The groove still exists, but it feels restrained, like it's behind a door. On break, Ghost. Do you a bandpass vibe with EQ8, high pass around 700 to 1K, low pass 5 to 7K, add redux very lightly, just enough to rough it up, then utility and turn it way down, like minus 12 to minus 24 dB. This is not your beat, it's haunted wallpaper. Arrangement move, in the first 8 bars of the breakdown, keep break filtered low and sparse, literally mute every other bar or pull clip gain down so it flickers in and out. You want the listener to feel the absence of the full break. That absence is tension. Now the bass. This is where a lot of people ruin their drop impact. The classic move is, remove the sub, but keep a hint of Reese movement, like a shadow. Duplicate your Reese or bass into a breakdown bass track inside the bass group. Put EQ8 and high pass at around 90 to 140 Hz. Sub is gone. Optionally bump 250 to 500 a touch to keep presence. Then auto filter in low pass 12 mode. Automate the cutoff slowly from maybe 400 Hz up to 2.5 kHz over 16 bars. That opening filter is like the monster slowly stepping into the room. Add echo subtly, time eighth or quarter, feedback 15 to 30%, and filter out lows. Then utility, keep width controlled, like 0 to 40%. Remember, anything that suggests space should live mostly in the center if you want club translation and a powerful re-entry. Arrangement idea, bars 1 to 8, bass off, no cheating. Bars 9 to 16, tiny single note re-stabs every 2 bars, super low. Bars 17 to 24, bring in a call and response phrase, still restrained. Bars 25 to 32, open the filter and start sending selected stabs to the dub echo. Here's an extra guardrail trick. Put a utility on the entire bass group and map its gain to a macro called breakdown bass level. Pull it down for the whole breakdown and automate that one knob. One control is better than juggling 5 faders and accidentally leaving low end in. Now let's build that warehouse at 3 AM atmosphere. In the Atmos group, create a pad with wave-eatable or analog. Keep it simple, saw and sign. Nothing fancy. Add a light hybrid reverb on the track. Add autopan. Super slow, like 0.07 to 0.15 Hz, amount 20 to 40%, phase 180 degrees so it drifts wide in that classic way. Then add a dark air noise layer. Make a MIDI track with operator. Use the noise oscillator. Low pass at around 4 to 8K. Add auto filter and do a slow bandpass sweep. Tiny saturator if needed. Then send it to return B, the dark verb. Fade these atmos in early, like bars 1 to 4, so the breakdown doesn't feel like the song just got muted. Now we get into automation that actually matters. Open automation view, and here's a live 12 workflow note. Keep automation readable. Use mixer view. Show only the lanes you're writing right now, like filter frequency, send A, send B, and utility width. Hide the rest. If you can't see the arc, you're probably not writing an arc. Must have automations. Number 1. Drum group high pass. Put auto filter on the drums group. HP 12 works great. Automate from around 120 Hz up to 700 Hz early in the breakdown. Then pull it back slightly before the build so the drop feels bigger when the lows return. This is contrast design. Number 2. Echo throws. Pick one signature hit. A snare, a vocal chop, a stab, whatever is your tune's identity. Then automate send so it jumps from 0 to maybe 25 to 45% for one hit only, then immediately back to 0. That's the dub engineer move. You're performing the space. And try an advanced version. Don't just do on and off. Draw a fast ramp up, like over a 16th note, then a long ramp down over a bar or two. That sounds performed, not programmed. Number 3. Utility width on the music or Atmos group. Start wide, like 120 to 150%. As you approach the drop, narrow to 70 to 100, then snap back wide on the downbeat. Even if the volume stays similar, the drop feels like it explodes outward. Number 4. Reverb bloom into silence. Choose one element, maybe a vocal hey or a stab. Automate return B send way up so you get a massive tail. Then cut everything for a quarter bar to have a bar right before drop 2. That moment of nothing is a weapon. It frames the drop. Coach tip. Pre-plan 2-ear reorient moments in the breakdown. Dark side can get hypnotic to the point where the listener loses the thread. Put a clear event around bar 8 and bar 24, like a vocal chop with a heavy echo, or a single ride hit with huge verb, or a sudden filter shift. It's like chapter markers in the story. Now, build cues. No cheesy EDM risers. In jungle, The build should feel like it came from the break. Option 1. Snare roll. Duplicate your snare. Over the last 8 bars, program it to increase density. Start at 8th notes, then 16ths, then 30 seconds near the drop. Process it with drum bus and saturator, and automate a high pass rising so it gets more urgent and less heavy. Option 2. Pitch riser from your break. Resample a 1-bar break fill to audio. Warp it in Complex Pro. Automate transpose up 3 to 7 semitones over 4 to 8 bars. And a touch of redux for crunch. This is a sick old-school lift because it's literally your break, just twisted. Option 3. Toms or tribal hits. Place them every 2 bars, then every bar, and send to dub echo. Suddenly it feels ritualistic, without adding new melodic content. Advanced Varination. The halftime mirage. For 4 to 8 bars, remove most offbeat hats. Let only a sparse snare or rim survive. Keep a very quiet shaker so the track still moves forward. When the full break returns, it feels twice as fast even though the BPM never changed. Now let's talk about the midpoint turn, because this is what separates a loop with automation from an actual arranged breakdown. At bar 16 or 17, change one major element decisively. Swap the Atmos chord inversion, or drop the filtered break and keep only the ghost layer. Or change echo time from quarter to dotted eighth. One bold change reads as storytelling. And this is where committing to audio helps. Once your filtered break vibe is right, freeze and flatten it. Old school mentality, print it, chop it, move on. You'll edit faster and you'll make braver decisions. Quick sound design extra you can do fast. Ghost percussion from Reverb Tales. Solo a snare or stab. Crank it send to dark verb for one hit. Then resample that tail to a new audio track. Warp it, slice a few short bits, and place them off-grid as texture. It sounds haunted, it's unique, and it still matches your palette perfectly because it's derived from your own sound. Now the re-entry. The dark side snapback.